Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, Matt Stein, Matt's Daryl the Guru Johnson, and John Dickinson in today for Bonte Hill, talking Golden State Warriors basketball. Bonte. The Miami Heat are in town tonight with old friend Andre Iguodala, who's now being coached by the best coach in the NBA, Eric Spoelstra. Come out to the Chase Center, watch him.
Does he have any magic. Coach of the years
hey,
in his
hey,
on his
by
resume?
The way, it doesn't matter. He's got rings.
Why get mad? I just asked.
And then I'm not answering.
He got hot.
Spoelstra, oh, I know you're down on the Heat a little bit.
Yeah.
Let me tell you.
I didn't know that.
But here's one thing that, you know, and if you're looking around, I know we got some people out there that like to bet. You know what? Here's one thing I'm convinced of. Things get funky around the trade deadline.
They do. And around the All-Star break,
yeah,
too.
Exactly right. And so, for example, I was watching the Heat the other night. It might have been against Sac, but I think it was somebody else. And they just traded Winslow. Iguodala wasn't there. They had a guy hurt.
Yeah, Jay Crowder wasn't ready to go
yet. And it just doesn't, you know, they're just not good.
And Jimmy Butler's got something
exactly
going on.
So,
management.
There you go.
And Tyler Herro is out as well.
By the way, Guru's talking to Guru. So, Rob Parker, you got? I'll try to find it. I'll dig it up.
I got it. Another hater. Tell me when you're ready.
Well, what?
You got it?
Who is Rob Parker?
He's an analyst on Fox Sports.
Okay, so
FS1 with Cal Herd and the rest of the gang. Does a radio show, The Odd Couple with
Chris
Broussard.
Said he said something crazy.
Oh, wow.
Right, I got it up here. I got it up here. This is Rob Parker on the Warriors dynasty.
Read my lips. The Warriors dynasty, whatever you want to call it, has been officially eliminated once Kevin Durant left. It's not happening. I do not see the Warriors winning anything anytime soon. And it has nothing to do. You can talk about adding all the players, about the lottery picks and Wiggins. It's about Steph and Klay. It's about
the
those
best
guys.
Whatever.
Yeah, well, whatever you want to call it. That whole dynasty that everybody talks about is totally fraudulent.
Oh, God.
The only reason they had
a dynasty?
No, the only reason they had a dynasty is because KD joined the team.
Okay.
That's wrong. Because they really, technically, the big three, all homegrown, to me, JD, you're looking at me crazy, guru math, they won two chips. They won that chip up 3-1. Cleveland was left for dead, and we all know what happened. So to sell me on they didn't maximize their potential, that team was so damn good, to me, they won two chips in a row.
I can't go there with you, Goo. Right. I love you. I can't go there with you on that one, but that's fine. I know that's your take.
But you don't agree with Rob.
I don't agree with Rob, but I also – there's an element of this for me that is, okay – the Warriors dynasty wasn't a dynasty unless they had Durant. Well, they had Durant, and it was a dynasty.
There you go.
I guess what I'd... Okay,
and they did win one without him. So winning one without him is still one.
Right.
But also, like you extrapolated from that last one, I'm thinking to myself, all right, let's go with Goo for a minute. They win it in 14-15. Right. Then they do finish off the Cleveland Cavaliers that year. Well, that's only back-to-back. That ain't a dynasty.
Us not knowing what the next few years would have held.
Durant did make it a dynasty. That's my point. Durant made it a dynasty. Durant and the two championships and the five straight finals, when you add that all up, Durant made it a dynasty. Would it have been? Would it not have been? We don't know that. But he made it a dynasty. So to say... it's not really a dynasty because
KD came.
Like that's asinine because he did come and it was a dynasty.
And that's why if you're going to retire jerseys, you don't dare, you cannot leave Kevin Durant. You cannot leave Kevin Durant out of this greatness that was the 5-year run for the Warriors.
You can't and shouldn't separate Durant from it. Like that's just moronic.
But no, the reason you can separate it is because you can use it as an argument that this team wouldn't have gotten it done without Durant. That's why.
But
you're
that
right.
doesn't mean the dynasty itself was fraudulent, and that's why I have a problem.
I agree with that.
And
I mean, that's a joke.
Isn't that a stretch? Just real quick, because I know it didn't happen. You were up 3-1. Let's say the Draymond LeBron thing doesn't happen. The Warriors win. Is it so hard to fathom that they would have came back and won it again? Why are we so jesting on, oh, they wouldn't have got it done. They needed to go get – they got Durant because all that jumped off. My point being the Warriors were in their prime to me. So it was just about LeBron was going to be the one that beat them. But, Steiny, I would have been on the Warriors to three-peat.
I think that's a fair point.
Like, was it that –
If you win the two, to me, if you win the two, you're more apt to win the third.
Well, you know,
just as if you don't win the second one, I don't think you would have won the third unless you got Durant.
Well, let's meaning
the third year, not the third.
Well, let's say they win the first one, then they lose the second, like they did. Durant does not come back.
I don't think they win another one.
I do not think they win another one either.
Wow. So you're telling me. Cleveland, LeBron would have got reinforcement, and they would have came back better, and that's why they wouldn't have won. Because it ain't
Durant,
Houston, you're telling me. It's not somebody in the Western Conference.
Well, Durant was the difference in 17.
Wow.
Durant
Houston
was the
might have gotten the Warriors one of those two times.
Houston in 18 would have beat him, not in 17.
Wow.
But, again,
San Antonio in 17 might have beat him. Remember?
Oh, that's right. When Kawhi Leonard got hurt.
Yeah.
Well,
but nevertheless, you're right, JD. This does feel like it's a negative that doesn't really need to be there. The bottom line is the Warriors and the players on the Warriors went to 5 straight finals. And some of those players were on all 5 teams, and some were on 2 of 5, and some were on 3 of 5, some were on 4 of 5. You know, so I get it, but the dynasty for the dynasty to be fraudulent everybody can nitpick words. If he's saying Steph Curry isn't the number one reason for the dynasty, all right, well, let's have a discussion about KD and all that, but it doesn't make the Warriors dynasty fraudulent. Let's go. JD, you ready?
I'm ready.
Lefty in Oakland. What's going on, Lefty?
All right, boys, what's up?
Hey,
how you doing? I had to feel compelled to call. Look, John, I heard you for years talking about the Warriors wouldn't have won another title if Durant doesn't show up, blah, blah, blah. Here's the deal, and I got all the numbers to back it up. I've watched every finals twice. The Warriors win the first finals. They were the best team in the league all season, 67 games. Everybody cries about Kyrie and Love. Okay, next year the Warriors go out, kick everybody's butt. They kill the Cavaliers. Absolutely killed them, blow them off the court, 5 out of 6 games, up until what happens after game 4. Oh, they suspend Draymond for a love tap on his butt. What a joke. League wants a series, so they throw the Cavaliers a bone. Then the Warriors lose. They totally blow game 7, okay? They don't make a shot the last 4.5 minutes. The Cavs make one and win the title, period. I would have loved to roll the same team back and taking on the Cavaliers, because I think that was the biggest fluke in league history, period. Durant was overkill. Teabagger's karma. That's what LeBron gets, okay? I remember in 2013 thinking this team is building. This team would have been great if they just rolled the same team back after the 2016 finals. You remember they lost 5 players, 2 starters, 3 regular guys off the bench for Durant, period? And Durant's probably the best player in the league, okay? But to sit here and talk about this team wouldn't have won without Durant, period. They beat Durant. They were down 3-1 and Curry went off. Uh-huh. They had a game 6. The rest is history. I mean, you know, 29 other fan bases would cream in their jeans if they got to do what the Warriors front office did and built this team, period. So guys like Rob Parker get on the air and start talking about fraudulent. This team won more games than any team in NBA history the last 6 seasons.
True.
What more do they got to do?
Thanks,
Lefty. You know, if things go their way, they probably win 5 straight titles if we're keeping it real.
Lefty with Durant again. Or without?
Without.
I'm sick of it. I'm sick of this talk that this team, you know, they come around every 20, 25 years, the team that great. But, and I'm just sick of this talk that they wouldn't have done this or wouldn't have done that.
Hold on. Lefty, hold on one sec. It's not, nothing's etched in stone. The question is, hey, you think the Warriors would have won a couple titles if Durant would have never come? You know what? I don't think so. It's not, okay.
You know what? And I disagree, okay?
That's fine.
I disagree.
Then that's fine.
40 games in 2 seasons before Durant even showed up. They lose the finals by the slimmest of margins after a perfect summer fortune for the opponent. Or, hey, let's not. I mean, they had killed the Cavs. I'm telling you, if they were not suspended, that stuff's over in 5. Who knows what happens after that? Harrison Barnes literally shot himself off the team in that finals. You know, yeah, like you say, the rest is history. But I'm watching this
team
for 2 seasons, kicking everybody's butt. And you're going to sit here and tell me, well, they probably wouldn't have won if Durant doesn't show up. I'm not buying it. I'm not buying it because the 16 finals, in my opinion, was the biggest fluke in league history. Okay,
I got you, Lefty. We got you.
And Lefty
we
is
got you.
Right. Get it?
Part of it was.
Yeah. Nice job, Goo.
I mean, that's right, kind of the whole.
I mean, yeah, if Draymond doesn't get suspended, they would have won in 16. Okay, and I'm even open-minded. Yeah, you win in 16, you got a shot to win in 17. The thing that people underestimate is losing in 16.
Okay.
And then not getting Durant. All of that happened so quickly where the Warriors never had to deal with the devastation and the baggage.
That's a great point.
That comes with losing. You didn't win. I don't care if you should have or why you didn't, but you didn't. And because the Warriors got Durant, it became redemption tour and overkill, as the caller put
it. That's a great term, actually.
And there was no way they were going to be denied. But they never had to deal with the actual loss. And if you run it back, as people say, so does that mean Harrison Barnes comes back? So Harrison Barnes comes back with the majority of Warriors fans believing he's a major reason they didn't win a championship. How's Harrison Barnes going to perform that year? Draymond Green comes back having been the reason the Warriors didn't win the championship because he got suspended. People are going to view him differently. Maybe even his own teammates are going to view him differently. Maybe the Warriors are so good and they love each other so much that they figure it out and they work through it and they win it anyway. All I'm saying is having to actually deal with losing something opposed to win it, that makes a difference. Look at how the 49ers,
the Niners.
Are going to, like, the 49ers losing that Super Bowl way that they lost it, that is going to have an impact on next year. Wow. It is going to make next year harder than if they would have won it.
And I've argued, Steiny, 15 rounds of knock them, drag them out on this stage. Might have been my guy, Zach, about it was worth losing a championship to get Kevin Durant who would ever sacrifice a championship for what would come after that? Give me the championship, guys. Give me the chip all day, every day, Steiny. Not, oh, we lost the chip and the best deodorant was we got Kevin Durant.
I'm Kevin Durant. You know who I am.
Never.
Let's go to Rob in Oakland. What's going on, Rob? How you doing, man?
Hey, good. Thanks for having me on, guys.
Sure.
I'm a big Wiggins fan, and okay. I've been watching him real closely. It's going to sound crazy. I think he has Kobe Bryant-like talent that's been sitting in Minnesota. He's been thinking too much, going through all these different coaches, system. He hasn't played carefree. But you bring him to a system like the Warriors have, they're going to teach you the right defensive principles. They're going to put him in the right spots offensively, and they're going to let his talent take over. And if that sounds crazy about Kobe Bryant-like talent, have your research staff pull up Joe Bryant, Kobe's dad,
Jelly Bean,
and Andrew Wiggins. And see what both Joe Bryant said and Kobe Bryant said.
Wow.
Wiggins. We don't know what we have here. And I think when all is said and done, by this time next year, Minnesota is going to realize they got taken to the woodshed on the trade.
Thanks, Rob. It's possible. Here's the one thing I don't like.
It's only 24.
And his first young Kobe.
I don't like when, well, he's going to come to Golden State, and that coaching staff is going to put him in great positions. He's going to be better defensively. Really? Andrew Wiggins is going to be a better defensive player than he was when he played under Tom Thibodeau, the biggest red behind when it comes to defense in the league. Like, that's where you lose me. Because really what you're saying is, well, Thibodeau can't. Thibodeau was a bad coach, but wait till he comes with Kerr and the boys. It's like, Tom Thibodeau was a great defensive coach. Like,
maybe it wasn't the right fit, though.
Yeah,
it might not have been the right fit. Well, he wasn't.
I mean, him specifically.
Wiggins.
No, I mean Thibodeau.
I agree. I mean, I don't think he's
both of them. Fit, maybe yeah, not no, the right
Jimmy
fit
Butler
together.
I'll tell you, no doubt. And Stoney, I do think people grow. So I'm one of those guys, the change of scenery will do him well, but maybe it's something within that he says, you know what? I'm so damn lucky to be here, JD. Not I was half-assing. I'm open to whatever, something new, and I'm going to be all in. I'm going to be a better Andrew Wiggins. And I swear to you, that last caller, I have no proof. I said Wiggins years ago, his first step reminded me of a young Kobe when he was coming off the bench. Like, not that's what he's going to be, but damn, when somebody says that, and it ain't just me, the caller said it, you got potential out the wild. Good God.
I think there's potential there. It's also his sixth year, right? Or he's been in the league 6 years.
In Minnesota.
Let's go to Brett. Brett's in Concord. What's going on, Brett? How you doing, man?
What's going on, boys? I think that we're just actually like one piece away from getting another chip. And I just wanted to run this by you. What if we make a move and make a sweet little deal for maybe like a Steven Adams from OKC or possibly even get like a Brook Lopez from Milwaukee? Because I think like a 7-footer, you know, where you could play like, you know, and those guys can shoot. Or excuse me, Brook Lopez can shoot, but Steven Adams will give you a defensive presence. So he kind of fills that Andre gap. You know what I mean? I'm just spitballing a little bit, and thanks for taking the call, guys.
Appreciate it.
The two guys you'd love to have.
How do you get Steven Adams?
Yeah,
that's the only problem.
I don't know that you could, and I mean, I'm looking at even Brook Lopez. Brook Lopez is signed here for the next 3 years after this year, 12-6, 13-3, 13-9. And Steven Adams is even making more than that. I mean, I think he's up in the 25-27 range.
Yeah, he is. You know, the one thing, and the guy's name who comes up a lot is Giannis. And the thinking goes, if the Bucks don't win it, maybe he tells the Bucks, you know, he's not going to re-sign. And if I've seen this once, I've seen it 50 times. D'Angelo Russell, I'm sorry, now it'll be Wiggins, Draymond Green, and a number one pick, and then Giannis is a Warrior. Are you crazy? No chance in hell. And I'll tell you why. Is because when Giannis, if and when Giannis says, I ain't re-signing, 28 teams are coming out of the woodwork at that point, including the Miami Heat, who are going to say, well, what do you think of Butler and Adebayo? Well, that's, or the Boston Celtics are going to come out of the woodwork and they're going to say, you like Jason Tatum? Everybody likes Jason Tatum.
How about him and Jaylen Brown?
Thank you. I'm taking you know what I mean?
Him and Marcus Smart.
But after winning the Durant sweepstakes, Donnie, don't you think the fans just think,
right?
No, like that's what.
But that was an outlier.
Yeah, no doubt.
Kevin Durant was an outlier and an anomaly. It's not the norm.
No,
it's
doubt.
Not something you expect to happen every 5 years. It happens like once an ownership time. You know what I mean? I mean, I'm just trying to think of all the guys with good players who the Bucks would be way more interested in dealing with.
Steiny, you asked, how do the Warriors get Steven Adams? Well, Steven Adams has got one more year in his contract after this year, $27.5 million. Do you trade a first-round pick plus?
I would do that in a Texas second.
Plus some?
Whatever you want.
See, it feels like to get Adams, they're going to have to lose Wiggins. You know what I mean?
Even that wouldn't be, feasible.
Let's go to Moose. Moose is in San Jose. What's going on, Moose?
Hey, fellas, how you doing? I'm going to kind of fire off a few different Warrior things. Number one, Guru, earlier you were saying, I think this is Bob Myers and Joe Lacob just wheeling and dealing from day one. Took the opportunity to bring in D'Lo as an asset. Of course, you're gonna call it what you want to call it to the media and say we want to we're gonna use him throughout the season. But it was an asset to bring in a better body, longer body. You're getting the same, essentially the same points per game. Maybe a little worse in defense, but I think you're getting a higher ceiling out of Wiggins. You don't know what you can get out of the guy. And then signing, to your point, I mean, that's why a GM brings makes a deal like this and brings a guy in, because you're saying, I'm going to get that 10-15% out of this player that those guys couldn't get. That's kind of what, that's betting on yourself almost, and your coaching staff saying, you know, we can do this. This is why we want to bring this guy in. I think you are doing that with Wiggins a hell of a lot more than you were with D'Angelo. You are
absolutely
saying, with Curry and Clay. But you know what? I don't remember who wrote the article, but something came out in Bleacher Report about this is some conspiracy thing where they want to, you know, this, they got that pick from Minnesota, they got Wiggins, and they got our first round pick, and now, you know, this could be, I don't want to say the Giannis thing, I do think it's a pipe dream, but some deal out there. I'm down to see what Wiggins can do with our core guys, but if there's a deal on the table and you can bring in somebody else, I heard a Bradley Beal out there, he's got a lot of tenacity. I don't know if I want a Bradley Beal, but someone of that elk, maybe you do it. You got to, you know, the thing is this ownership is willing to do stuff. And I think that doing the D'Angelo deal from the get-go in the summer, I remember I was fishing that day when that happened. You just doing the deal alone is keeping us, you know, it's keeping the team alive. It's keeping people interested. And it's showing that the ownership is willing to do things. And well, it's a great thing to see. You know, a lot of Warrior fans have been dealing with.
The only thing I'll say to that, Moose, is, and you have a very legitimate point of view. There's no doubt about it. But what I tried to just say last week is, and if you don't want to go down this way, I get it. But there was another avenue they could have gone down, and not taking back D'Angelo Russell, and letting Iguodala come back and play his last year, and letting Draymond come back and play his last year, and go into this offseason with a lot of cap space.
Would they be better in that position?
Because you don't. Go ahead,
if they could turn it into Anthony Davis, yes.
I don't think he's leaving, but the burn in the hand is better than however.
And that's always where I come back to. Well, if Joe Lacob's light years, you just have to assume you're going to be able to get the best free agent. But again, I'm not saying they should have done that. It was just another avenue they could have gone down, and it would look a lot different than this. I don't know if it'd be better or worse.
And by the way, just to tie off that Steven Adams deal, Steven Adams making $27 million. I did a poor job explaining that. I mean, the Warriors would obviously have to send close to that level of salary back.
I was thinking Wiggins.
So they don't have, you know, I don't think they have enough players that could get to that level if you traded everybody except for that top four with Wiggins, Curry, Draymond, and you know, Steph and Clay.
By the way, Moose mentioned a player, Bradley Beal. And at first I was like, where did that name come from? But that name came from this morning on Joe Lowe and Dibs from Ryan McDonough. He's a former general manager of the Phoenix Suns. He's now an radio.com NBA insider. You can go back to radio.com and search 95.7 The Game if you want to hear the whole interview. But this, and you can use the rewind feature there. Listen to what Ryan McDonough said. This kind of came out of nowhere when I was listening to it.
I think the best player who may be available is Bradley Beal in Washington. And here's why. He signed an extension this offseason, so he was not eligible to be traded prior to the trade deadline. However, that restriction is lifted this summer, so he is eligible. So I'd be very interested to see on both sides what the Warriors front office thinks and also what Washington's front office thinks if Golden State were to put Andrew Wiggins and both of those picks in play. And I don't think this is something the Warriors would do until after the lottery. But if the Warriors said, we'll give you Wiggins, our own pick, let's say, guys, it's not number one. Let's say it's number two or three. That pick and Minnesota's first for Bradley Beal. Then I think if the Warriors look at it, they could bump Klay Thompson down to the small forward. And, you know, they return to the elite shooting and scoring team that they've had the past 5 years when they went to five NBA finals and won three championships.
See, that caught me by surprise a little bit, because in a way, I think of Bradley Beal as
a baller first. Yeah,
he plays two. That's what Clay plays. I mean, it's just like D'Angelo Russell. Hey, the Warriors have gotten D'Angelo Russell. Well, they have a point guard. He's pretty good. Bradley Beal's a two, and they have a two. He's pretty good. Now, maybe you can play three guards with Bradley Beal.
I think you got a better shot, Goo, of playing Curry, Thompson, and Bradley Beal together than you would playing Russell Curry and Klay Thompson together.
No doubt at all.
I'm with you there.
Beal can ball.
But one of the interesting things the last couple of days has been how much the Warriors have spoken about positional fit. As it pertains to because and you know what's funny, we've talked about this a lot, Steiny, I know, on the Warriors this week and the NBA this week days, about how, you know, the Warriors and part of their greatness has been positionless basketball. It's interesting. I mean, the Warriors,
now you're getting back.
I think the Warriors like having some guys that can play some legitimate positions. Yeah. And then you can adjust on the fly.
Here's what's coming up on 95.7 The Game, brought to you by Nutrisystem for Men. We're talking about Andre Iguodala back in the house tonight. Although he's never really been to the Chase Center, he'll make his visit with the Miami Heat. Also talking about Andrew Wiggins. Are the Warriors getting back to having a championship roster? 888-957-9570, all sponsored by Nutrisystem for Men. Now's the time to try Nutrisystem for Men. Lose weight eating the food you love. Buy 1 month, get one free, plus a week of protein pack shakes. Free at Nutrisystem.com/radio. That's Nutrisystem.com/radio. Restrictions apply. Call or see website for details.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and John Dickinson in for Bonte Hill.
No tweets for Bonte.
Bonte on the Big Island.
Yeah.
You know what? By the way, he's going to be fine with that.
No tweets?
Like, he's going to want to tweet.
Yeah. Bring it.
But he's going to make it through the whole week without tweets.
JD.
Well,
no,
there's money on the line.
That's what I'm saying. If there's something on the line.
I need a break.
What is it? What, did they bet something?
Yeah.
Like a beer or something?
Lunch for everybody.
Yeah, lunch for everybody.
Like all of you
guys.
So
I want to see a tweet.
Oh, wait. No. If Bonte doesn't tweet, we get lunch.
You're right.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
So if he tweets.
And I'm calling it right now.
If he tweets, we get lunch too because we'll make him buy it for us. There you go.
I'm calling it right now. He's going to make it through the week. And y'all are going to win that bet.
Yeah.
I hope so.
That's easy. You put something on the line.
Donnie, I don't think you gave love to our listeners that came out for us.
No, I haven't. Let's go to Nova in San Bruno.
It's coming, y'all.
What's up, Nova?
Hey, what's going on, guys? How's everything going?
Going well, man. Going well.
Good. You know, let me try to catch my breath here, man, because I got to make this statement, okay? I feel like all the NBA, all the basketball, all these teams right now are getting fat while we starve. But let me just say one thing.
Fat!
A lot of times when you're dealing with the sports world, they have very short-term memories. I'm not going to act like I'm a Patriots fan, but we all got to acknowledge the dynasty that they've established. Well, look at the Warriors like we're that dynasty when it comes to basketball. Remember what I said, you're getting fat while we starve. The question is, do we not want Bradley Beal? Do we want this person or that? No, the question is, who do we want? Because whoever we pick, once we get back, we will be winning the national championship. Now, all these other broadcast stations and news networks saying, hey, the dynasty is over. Guess what? You have the right. Everybody has the right to be wrong. Listen to what I said. They have the right to be wrong. It is their job to stir up the controversy. But let's look at the facts. Not what we believe, but what we know. Before KD came to the Bay Area, we won a championship. I'm not saying it's easy, but if you've done it once, you can do it again. And lastly, everybody brings up Giannis. You can have him. Everybody brings up Harden and Westbrook. I'm not taking Harden and Westbrook over Curry, over Klay, over Draymond, over the lottery pick we're about to get. How many second-round picks did we get? Listen, the list goes on and on. All of these people forget who the GOAT is 1 year later. They forgetting who we are, but we will be back real soon. And guess what's going to happen?
What?
All of those broadcast stations are going to say how great the Warriors are and they're back to championship form. I'm going to say, even though I'm a Raider fan, lastly, I'm going to say what the boy Sherman said. Y'all keep that same energy. Because when you see us next year with our top lottery picks, our staff back on deck, you keep that same energy. I thank you boys for taking my
Hey, Nova, I got to tell you something. You might want to look into the dream job.
Oh, well, I was going to say it.
You know what I'm talking about, Nova?
I would love to. I have a passion for this. A lot of times people say, you know, well, hey, you're not on TV. Believe me, I'm deep. And let me say one last thing. I know a lot of people are calling in.
I'm kind of a big deal.
I believe that these NBA individuals, they don't watch college ball. There's a lot of real fans like myself who pay attention. I thrive on looking at a player in the NBA or in the NFL and telling my son, hey, he went to this college. He did this. People should have known Mitch Trubisky wasn't going to be the guy. If you watched his bowl game, listen, this goes on and on. I would love an opportunity.
Hey, Novin, okay, do me a favor. Hang up the phone and listen, and I'll tell you exactly how. All right? So we're having this dream job contest. You can win your dream job and become an on-air host on 95.7 The Game. Starting next Monday, we're going to be accepting video submissions online. What you do is you create a video that's 1 minute long and give us your best rant on any sports topic of your choice. We're going to select the best videos and then have you compete against each other at a live event. So, Nova, go to 957thegame.com for all the details. And sitting across from me, I have a winner of this dream job contest who is now a full-time host on 95.7 The Game, one Daryl the Guru Johnson. So it is possible. You know what? I guess it's possible for the Warriors to win it again.
There you go, you know what JD. I mean? There
for
you
sure.
go.
So, Guru, you looking forward? You have to be the lead judge to that, I would think.
Well, I'll probably show up when it's the big stakes.
Right, at the live event.
Yeah, the championship.
Guru's not sorting through video.
No. Oh, my gosh, no.
Guru's not sorting through video submissions, right. But once it gets narrowed down, maybe to like a Final Four.
And to think somebody is out there at their desk, driving in their car, they hate what they're doing. That young man had it. I mean, he had a lot to say. I mean, this could actually change him, JD, so be in it to win it.
But if you're going with the guru model.
Oh, the guru.
Right.
The caddy.
You gotta,
I'm different.
You got to think infectious, but you got to think positivity.
No doubt. And the one thing that's going to be the hardest for the dream job winner or for the dream job finalists, when they get in front of the live crowd. Because not even on radio do you have to do that.
No.
Exactly.
You know I'm on one.
We're just in a room right now, the three of us. We can't see any. You know, we got
and even the three of us, you get out sometimes
Definitely.
And it's like, you know.
I do my worst work at a remote. So
yeah.
It's going to be tough. It's going to be tough. Let's go to Jocko. Jocko's in the city. What's up, Jocko? How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. I love listening to you guys talk about basketball. And, hey, Bonte, if you're listening, you're a nobody.
Wow.
Bonte, you are nobody, my dude. Bonte.
Hey, real quickly, I wanted to get to something else. But, Steiny, you've talked about the scenario where we didn't do the trade and we ended up bringing or we let Draymond play his contract out. And my question with that, though, is then we just have our one position filled with Curry, our two filled with Clay, and then we would need a three, a four, and a five with the remaining salaries.
Yes.
So I'm not sure how deep our roster would be if we went that route.
No, you're right. You're right. The depth would take a big, big hit, no doubt.
All right. Well, the main reason I called was to get to the player development and, just that, I think the Warriors are betting on themselves to get the most out of Wiggins. And I think they got a pretty decent track record of doing so. If you look at just Chris this year, I mean, the guy was on the streets and he's played himself onto a team. And I think the staff and Draymond have a lot to do with getting the most out of Chris. Also, I look at Glenn Robinson III. He had his best season as a pro this year with the Warriors, and Burks, too. Now, I will say, on the other hand, they had Nick Young, and they couldn't get through to him. And this season with D'Lo, they couldn't get him to play defense either. But, Wiggins has to want it for himself, but he's never going to have a better chance than he's going to with this squad and this coaching staff.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Yeah, here's what I mean by – oh, the coaching staff's going to get the most out of Wiggins.
Right.
Well, I don't expect that. Can they? Yes. Have the Warriors brought people in that they've helped?
JaVale McGee.
Sure, right. JaVale McGee. Mo Spates. Although Mo Spates contributed.
What about Barbosa?
Yeah, sure, Barbosa. Well, but they've also had
Brazilian
Nick
blur.
Young.
I would say,
Jarebko didn't help him at the end of last year.
Wiggins has the most upside.
How about anybody they've tried to fit? Thank you.
No doubt.
Oh, Wiggins is far more talented.
He has the most upside.
Absolutely.
There's the most potential to gain
something
from Wiggins than any other player I think that they've had in that type of a position.
No doubt. Because all the other guys we're talking about really are role players. He's a starter.
No doubt.
He's a starter. The question is how good can he be on this team? JD, I haven't talked to you about this. I've mentioned it to Guru and Bonte a couple times. Like the big picture of where the Warriors are and how unusual it is. And I'm talking about basketball history. That what's happening right now with the Warriors, 90 times out of 100 doesn't happen. Where you actually do see an avenue to win a title next year. I don't know if it's going to happen, but do you know how the kids, do you know how fire next year is going to be?
It's incredible.
It's going to be so awesome because for 5 years we've known exactly what this team is, and there's been a malaise the last few years. We're going to go into next season. We haven't gone into a Warrior season like this in recent memory where you're like, what do you think they are? Are they a playoff team? Well, yeah, they're definitely a playoff team. Can they get home court? Yeah, I think they could be top four. Could they be the first? I don't know about that. In fact, we're going to get basketball talk about something we don't know about for the first time because the last 5 years we didn't know.
Yeah, it's the first time since 2014 when Steve Kerr took over for Mark Jackson and they went from a sixth seed to an NBA champion.
6 years ago.
It will be 6 years almost to the day when the Warriors, a little bit earlier, not quite 6 years because the NBA season tips off a little earlier than it did back in 2014. But, yeah, it's pretty amazing when you think about it. And there is a path to win a championship. Is it more likely than not? Yeah, probably. It's probably more likely not than that they could win a championship next year. But it's not completely out of the realm of possibility by any means.
What do you think about here? What do you think about this? And I was talking to a buddy of mine yesterday while I was golfing. Dibs doesn't golf.
No, when you say buddies, he's a JD.
Rough conditions. Just call me Dibber Claus.
So it would be neither.
High winds yesterday. Oh,
toughest conditions ever.
Dibber's telling!
Did it?
Yeah, the noon, 6 hours.
Really?
My phone was dead, I got to tell you.
Did you go out to the fuse box?
No, we just sat there, me and Norm. Yeah, I didn't like it. But go ahead. Missed a couple game-winning shots.
So I was saying, is there a possibility, and I was telling my buddy Dave this, I was like, you know, the one thing I'm a slave to almost is me watching basketball when I was growing up. Like, I think about all that stuff. Like, I remember, you know, when the Philadelphia 76ers had Julius Erving and George McGinnis, everybody just thought it was the greatest team, but they didn't win it. Well, that reminds me of today, Westbrook and Harden. You can't win it with Westbrook and Harden, I don't think. Right. They're two scorers. But I remember just in the 80s with the Celtics and the Lakers, and then the Celtics started getting a little bit older. And then Bird hurt his back, and he missed a whole year. Then he came back. He was still pretty good, but he wasn't Larry Bird anymore.
They call Bird Bird. McHale, why? Because he looked like a bird?
His ankle started to, you know, just break down a little bit. So that's what I'm really most concerned about with the Warriors is that they've played a lot of games over a lot of years, and they are 30. And I get it. They're still at the back end of their primes. But I just, to expect that all those guys are going to play 75-plus next year, I hope so, because that's the only way the Warriors can reach their potential.
And there is, let's just say it's under 75. I'm just curious, JD, you mentioned 2014. I've never seen a Steph Curry or Klay Thompson or Draymond play a regular season game and not have their chest out without having it out like, I know we're the best. I know we're supposed to win. So what I'm getting at, fellas, is what if it doesn't get off to a good start? What does that look like? Do they look defeated? What when they look around like, you know, we may not have what it takes to get back. I'm eager to watch that from get to opening tip of game one of 82 next year, because I don't believe we're going to see it. But if it does go down that Celtic road to where guys re-aggravate stuff, that defeatist attitude that I've never seen, JD, how will Curry and the rest of the gang incur? How will they wear it?
I don't think they'll look defeated, Steiny.
Not early.
But they aren't going to have the margin for error to figure it out. They aren't going to have as long to figure it out as maybe people would give them credit for. Like, to me, they can't be, you know, 5-8 and somebody's out. What you don't want to hear in November from the Warriors is, well, you know, it's going to take 30, 40 games to figure out what we are. Like,
then you ain't winning.
They're going to need to have already figured that out. And if you start to hear those things early, that's trouble. That's sound the alarm bells a little bit. Cause that's when you start going, could be a playoff team, but can't be a championship team.
And let me ask you this. Last year, Curry missed 13 games. The year before, he missed 31. If Curry misses 31 games next year, can the Warriors make the playoffs?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
Yes.
I'm going to say no. That's a lot of games.
Make the playoffs, yes.
That's a lot of games.
Win a championship, no chance.
And that's kind of what I'm...
What's your answer?
Make the playoffs?
31?
Yes.
So, Clay...
Well, you got Wiggins now.
I think they're going to be deep enough. They're going to be deep enough to withstand it.
And that's the other thing.
Plus,
the guy I was talking to yesterday was like, people don't realize, like, if Curry gets hurt and midway through the year or something, he's going to miss the playoffs. It's over.
Yeah.
Then you can't. So they got to be healthy. And that's the other thing where it's going to be completely different from last year. We said for the last two or three years, just be healthy for the playoffs. That's the goal. Get healthy for the playoffs.
I used to get mad at you.
Just get healthy for the playoffs. That's all that matters. Get healthy. Just be healthy. And by and large, they always were healthy for the playoffs. Now, what happened in the playoffs sometimes changed. But this year, they're not going to be able to just, let's just go through the year. We can win 50 and win a series on the road. That's not going to be who they are.
Well, look at the 14-15 year, right? It didn't take long for it to gel.
It came out of nowhere.
It was oh my gosh, these guys are really, really good. And by the middle of the year, almost can't be stopped, right? I mean, there was enough statistical evidence in the middle of that year to tell you that they were going to have a legitimate shot to contend. Yeah.
It was over.
So to me, it's going to need to be closer to that than what it's been even the last couple of years where they had banked a little bit and it was, they'll be all right. Come get it together come March and then you'll make a run. I'm not giving you that much of a benefit of the doubt this year. It's got to be rolling well before then.
Let's go to Jay. Jay's in Richmond. How you doing, Jay?
What's up, Scotty?
Hey.
Hey, man. I'm really really bugs me because, like, we give, like, KD, like, so much, like, KD came and we got the champ, we got the chip, and we got this and that. Why can't we say, you know what, KD came because he wanted to come here to get his, to come and get his, chip. Like, why are we giving, like, so much, like, KD came and because the Warriors got over the hump? They already had the championship, Sonny.
I know. The question is, would they have won more without him?
That's what I'm saying, though. You know, I'm saying, like, Sonny, I love you, man. I think you're the best. Like, you know, I love you, man, all day.
Wow.
What's up, Guru? Hey. I love you guys, like, every day, man. Listen to you guys every day, man. Like, I work, like, almost, like, 12 hours a day. Like, you know, without you guys, probably I won't go through. I love you guys, man. God bless you guys. You guys are the best, man.
You know what, Jay? Thank you so much. So appreciate that. You know what?
He just threw me
You're
in
right, Jay. They would have won it whether they got Durant or not.
Wow.
Yeah,
kindness goes a long way.
Wow. Absolutely.
Super kindness. Oh.
Duante's the man.
By the way, Steph Curry, 698 regular season games for him over the course of his career. And then the scary number, 112 playoff games he's played already.
Been successful.
But Draymond and Clay have actually played more playoff games. That's a lot of playoff games.
It is.
Really is a lot of playoff games. So... 888-957-9570 is the number. We're talking about Andrew Wiggins. Can you see Andrew Wiggins as part of a championship core? I can, but only under certain circumstances, and one of them is I think the Warriors have to get a couple better players here than they are right now. They do know that.
Myers knows that.
I mean, right? They will get a couple good players in here. It's just a matter of who they are.
I saw Myers on crutches at the arena.
Uh-oh.
Did you see him, JD?
I did. Yeah. I saw, in the press conference as well on Friday after practice.
I told my wife I hope he didn't get hurt.
408, don't you guys think the Warriors made Kevin Durant a better player? He played defense, block shot. Yes. And I guess the 408's, that's a retort to me saying, who's to say Wiggins is going to be better with the Warriors? No. The Warriors have shown the ability to improve players, but they haven't improved every player. So while I think it could happen, I don't think it's a guarantee that it will. That's all.
And Durant walked onto a team that is much better than Wiggins is walking onto right now.
Wow.
Right now or next year?
And next year. Both.
Yeah.
How eager are you to see Steph with Andrew?
I'm just eager to see better basketball from the Warriors.
Well, we saw it Saturday night, lost by 5.
Mm-hmm.
You weren't, yeah.
Yeah, the margin. See, I don't buy the margin.
I don't, okay.
Yeah, they competed.
It was close.
The game wasn't really that close.
Oh, I hear you.
But
I was trying to throw fans a bone.
But who cares?
You too.
Like, that's the other part of it. It's like you're playing the Lakers.
But it was a national televised game.
It was an entertaining game. It was fun to watch. I don't really think anything about the outcome other than Wiggins being efficient.
Do you think Curry, decent defense.
It was like when the Warriors were playing the 15th best team in the West.
Like, did you ever think the Warriors had a chance to really win the game?
Never.
Okay.
But I want to say this. Steph had that beautiful Kobe jersey on.
Yes, he did.
Do you think the fact that Wiggins is in town, got off to a good start, we may see Steph sooner than later?
No, I don't think
like
it
maybe 10 games sooner than normal. You know, what did he say, Mark?
I think
he like, you know what, I'm going to get out there a little sooner.
If it was 10 games sooner, he'd already be playing. Because I think it's going to be right around that first week
of March. February 10th right now?
Yeah. That's three more weeks.
So you got today, you got tonight against Miami, you got Phoenix Wednesday, then you got the All-Star break, and then there's a four-game homestand, and then they play in Phoenix again on the 29th. And then it's Washington the day after that. I think it's, but then they go to Denver after that, and then they have another homestand. To me, it's almost that March 5th homestand.
Gotcha.
I think it's Toronto and Philly and maybe the Clippers and somebody else.
Hey, by the way, Pappas, you said you found a tweet that I had posted about the Raptors?
I did. December 3rd.
Okay.
I think it said 4:32 p.m.
Wow. Yeah.
You said, this might be a hot take, and I know I love Canada, but Toronto could repeat.
I like it. I did not see that.
December 3rd.
And it was 4:30 p.m.
Yes, I believe it was like 4:32. Yeah.
There's a window there where all your best tweets come out.
Wow.
I mean, 4:30 is a half and half.
Right. 5:30.
So now you're claiming it.
December 3rd.
But the fact he had to
go look for it.
I told you I said something like that. That's all.
They do have a shot.
Little
post show on a Tuesday.
They know what they're doing, man.
You know what kind of day was December 3rd?
Did you tweet that at the
old
show?
You don't need to look it up, do you?
Yeah. It was a Tuesday. No, I didn't look it up. It was a Tuesday.
That's natural.
In between, the Warriors played 3 out of 4 days, and it was the one day they didn't play.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah. I was
in there.
Rock solid day. I don't go out on Tuesdays after work.
Yeah.
Although, Guru, what are you up to tomorrow?
Liar!
You guys ain't talking enough about Jordan Poole. Guy's going to be fantastic, a fantastic role player.
How you feel? I mean, he's getting them out of system now, JD. But next year the games are going to mean more. And I love the fact that he's not gun shy because he's not. But they got to go in, bud.
Yeah.
If you're shooting at high volume like that, they got to go in or we got to take something off your plate.
Agree.
Yeah.
Because right now it's kind of not the real world. You're still getting the shots, but man.
But how beneficial do you think that's going to be, though?
He's
not even going to get on the court next year,
You think so?
I don't. I mean, just think about it. We have their starting five, all right, essentially.
Yeah.
Well,
I'm with you.
They're getting
the draft guy.
A draft guy. They're mid-level. Getting at least a mid-level. You know, and they can use, who knows, maybe that nine, they can split that up.
You
that 9
split
million.
That up.
Maybe you get two really good $5 million players.
See, I hate I don't know how the mid-level works, because the average fan like me thinks the Warriors just get a player for $17 million. And
that's different things. That's the trade
exception. There's the mid-level exception.
Okay.
That's going to be worth, what, 9.3?
Yes.
And then there's a trade exception. You know what, Guru?
Help me out now.
Yeah, we're going to do that right after this break. 888-957-9570. Talking all things Warriors, if you want to jump in and join the conversation, we would love to have you. And that is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking and no compromises.
Now back to Bonte, Steiny, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, and John Dickinson in for Bonte Hill today. JD will be in all week for Bonte, who's taking some well-deserved days off. And
I need a break.
The 408, Steiny is a Larry Bird stan. By the way, I'm going to want to talk about that word. Doesn't want the Warriors to be better than the Celtics. I don't like the Celtics.
That's already happened.
They call Bird. Why? Because he looks like a bird.
Celtics never made it to five straight.
Thank you.
Hey, I used to watch Bird.
I'm a Hawks fan through and through.
When he'd be on his back, that was the end,
48-13.
Well, look at
Trae Young.
And what, the Celtics won three, right, in the whole 80s?
Correct. 81, yeah. 84, 86.
Yeah. So 3-6?
Yeah.
And I was watching Bird's in the Nene and get the modern Nene. It's good. I was watching that live.
What? I assume you're talking about the Celtics announcer Johnny Most.
Right. Okay. DJ Stelman, give it to Bird. Bird. Oh, dude, that was great. I was rooting for the Pistons because I hated the Celtics.
Nice job, Goo.
Dude,
by the way, why don't they just say Steiny's a Larry Bird fan? What's the difference between a fan and a stan?
Yeah.
Crickets?
Stan, they call Bird worse. Bird. Why? Because he looked like a bird?
Okay, so fan and stan are the same thing. All right, JD, the Golden State Warriors have a $17.2 million trade exception that they will be able to use during free agency and beyond.
Yeah, there's a very tight window of a couple of days that they can use it, because it expires a year from when you acquire it. And if you remember, the Warriors acquired it right when the league year opened. And because they're hard capped, they could use it now. But because they're hard capped, they can't use it now, because that would put them over the hard cap. So the Warriors are going to go from being a hard cap team to not being a hard cap team. And by the time that happens, they're going to have like 2 days to execute it. But what it means is you can take a player back in trade that makes up to that amount that you mentioned, Steiny. What, 17? You said 17.2.
Yeah.
Wow. So you could take a player back that makes up to that much for without sending anything in return, and he does not count against the cap. But it's not you can't use it for a free agent. You can only use it for a player on another team's roster. I'll give you a couple of examples. Tyler Johnson is a guy that just got waived by the Suns, right? Tyler Johnson, before he had gotten waived, the Warriors could, in theory, call the Suns and say, hey, we'll take Tyler Johnson into our trade exception.
He's making about 17 or 19.
For nothing.
Gotcha. Don't count.
And the Suns could be like, yeah, you know what? We don't want him. We're going to waive him. You can take him. You can have him. And then you can work out other picks or different compensation to go with that. Dwayne Dedmon is another guy. I think he makes about $13 million. The Warriors, if they had wanted, before Sacramento sent him to Atlanta, we'll take Dwayne Dedmon into that trade exception.
So that's why
for nothing.
That's why when the people say, they have $17 million to spend on a exception, it's like, okay,
not really, man.
You've got to envision that a team's got a player worth approximately that much, and they just want to get rid of him.
And, right.
They just want to get rid of him.
And I'll give you, do you want some examples?
Definitely.
I know we've got some calls here. I just happen to bring up a ranking of all salaries in the NBA and sorted it for next year. These are guys that are all, let's say, making next year between $15 million and $17
million. Okay.
In that range. Bojan Bogdanovic of the Jazz, well, they're not going to want to give him up, right?
You think?
Clint Capella just got traded. Atlanta likes him, 17.5. Gorgui Dieng,
Who's he on now, Memphis?
Memphis, 17-2. Exactly 17-2. You've got Domantas Sabonis of Indiana, 17-1.
No, he's an all-star.
Evan Fournier has an option for 17.
Doesn't fit.
Ricky Rubio's making 17. Ugh. Eric Bye-bye. Bledsoe's making a little under 17. Bye-bye. Eric Gordon is making 16.8, and he's signed for the next 4 years, by the way, beginning next year. Caris LeVert. James Johnson.
That's the guy. That's like the most likely guy I've heard. James Johnson. It's like, okay, he's all right.
James Johnson, player option for next year. So he'd have to opt in. His player option is, I just lost the track, 16. He's got a $16 million player option, so he would likely take that. Bobby Portis.
Oh, now that's a guy I would love to see get in here. You talk about spiking up the year.
Bobby Portis, Dennis Schroeder, Cody Zeller, Danny Green, and Andre Iguodala. Also, Jonas Valanciunas. That goes all the way down to guys that are making 15 and above.
Right. So that's why I think it's fair to not, or that's why I wouldn't get overly excited about the 17 points.
So there's about a trade. Exception. There's about 15 or so players that are roughly in that.
There's going to be a body.
Quit saying they need a superstar without naming options. Okay, well, here's the deal. And John Dickinson was the guy who first used this phrase. It matters how things end. And that's why there were some people that said, just sat tight with Russell till the offseason. Like, who's available? I think we'll know way more at the end of the season. For example, if the Sixers go into the playoffs and they flame out, I got to believe they then become open to trading Embiid or Ben Simmons. So then maybe they're in the mix. Ooh. Somebody like that. Or maybe, who else? Let's say Celtics. Let's say the Celtics fizzle out.
But they're looking good right now.
And they just decide, you know what? Jaylen Brown and Tatum don't really fit. And they make one of those guys available. That's what I mean with a star. Let's go to City Boy. City Boy's in San Francisco. What's going on, City Boy?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
Why this Warriors talk? I'm excited for next year, man. I mean, it's these are good times. And I'll tell you what, I like the Wiggins deal overall, but I think what we, you know, I want to give you a rundown of some things. You were saying about four players that really are going to be important to add, and I'll give you four names. And these names could be interchangeable with players that are like them because I don't know all their contract situations, et cetera. But let's say at center, you could plug in, like, a Cody Zeller or a Mason Plumlee. Because, you know, Draymond, when I look at, let's say, the Portland series last year, I think Draymond still has it in him to push the ball, to be sort of who he is.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.